Addressing Youth League leaders from the African National Congress of South Africa, SWAPO of Namibia, the MPLA of Angola, Frelimo of Mozambique, and CCM of Tanzania, ZANU-PF National Secretary for Youth Affairs, Absalom Skosana, asked them to help ZANU-PF win the coming elections. Skosana called the coming elections a do-or-die for his party, saying the party will do all it can to win it. He said a ZANU-PF win would silence the party's critics who say that it does not enjoy majority support.
It's so vital that we win resoundingly a clear victory, the one that cannot be challenged.
Skosana and other youth leaders denied that ZANU-PF is behind politically motivated violence and intimidation that appears to be on the rise as Zimbabwe prepares for the general elections expected this year.
That's rubbish. Instead, it's them who are sponsoring violence. What we cannot guarantee is what will happen if our youths are attacked. But ZANU-PF is on record as a peace-loving party.
South Africa's ruling African National Congress Youth League President Ronald Lamola told ZANU-PF youth that they'll get all the support they need from his league to secure a victory in the coming poll. However, he warned that the youth in South Africa will not condone violence regardless who the perpetrators are.
Obviously, we do not condone violence, and we believe that they must follow the rule of law, and it's clear that they are willing to adhere to the rule of law and be participatory in a principled democracy so that at least the outcomes are free and fair and accepted by everybody.
The leader of Namibia's SWAPO Youth League, Elijah Ngurare, urged the people of Zimbabwe to learn from this year's elections in Kenya, which have been peaceful so far.
But now the Kenyans have shown us all and have made Africa proud that in fact an election can take place and can be conducted in a peaceful atmosphere, in a very transparent manner, transparent even better than the Americans and the British.
The women's leagues and war veterans from these parties also held their meetings today. The conference is expected to end on Saturday when presidents of these former liberation parties, including President Robert Mugabe, are expected to attend. Reporting for Studio 7 in Pretoria, this is Benedict Nhlapo.